Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 6th of June. I'm Paul White. It's a Saturday. Thank you for tuning in. I hope we can be a blessing to your weekend as you get it started or as you catch up on these. I learn from people all the time that they're not actually listening day to day, but they catch up in big blocks of DDP. So if that's you, enjoy the catch up. I hope that you, I hope that this is a great adventure for you as you go day to day. If you are listening in real time, or at least close to real time, I want to make sure you are aware that we are coming to the Midwest next week. On the 14th of June, I will be in Leesburg, Missouri, with Pastor Dan Morrison and the good people at the Living Word Church. We go to Leesburg at least once a year. Very excited to get back there and be with Dan and his crew. They are an awesome group of believers just southwest of St. Louis. If you are in that area, come and see us on Sunday morning, June the 14th. Details are at my website, paulwhiteministries.com, as well as our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries. You can see the event for that, and we'd love to see you. Every year we go, we see some people who are friends and partners of the ministry who make it out to those meetings, so always a lot of fun. And I will have Natasha with me as well, so that makes it even better on those travels. Okay, I want to introduce real quick what we're going to do tomorrow on the full-length drop. I try to do that every Saturday so that whether you're if you're listening in real time, you can be excited about tomorrow's full sermon. But also, if you're listening in chunks, you can hear what I've been putting up and what I think about those sermons, what impact they've had on me. I just got back from West Virginia where we ministered at Pastors Jamie and Lisa Wright's church, Grace Life Church, and had a tremendous weekend. We did a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning. It was our first time back on the road since this COVID-19 quarantine. Over 2 months, we haven't went out, and so this was just a treat. It was a treat for Natasha and I both. They treated us like a king and queen, and we just enjoyed the time of fellowship. I hope that I treated them as well with the word. I hope that it was something they were blessed by. I believe it will be something you will be blessed by. We begin airing those sermons tomorrow, the 7th of June, the 14th of June, and the 21st of June will be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday services respectively. It was really one big thematic weekend. I didn't mean for it to be, but it turned out to be that way. That first sermon that will air tomorrow is called The Father's Business, and it deals with Jesus at age 12 telling his mother, "I've been about my Father's business," and we investigate, based upon what Jesus was doing, what was his Father's business. And when you start to examine what his Father's business was, you realize that it's still his Father's business. And what that looks like in prayer, and what that looks like in Bible study, and what that looks like in your day-to-day journey in Christ. And so that's how that group gets started, that group of sermons. And we just went from there. We just let it sort of organically flow for the next couple of nights. And so we'll tell you about those each Saturday, but be looking tomorrow for the Father's business, the first service from our trip to West Virginia. Today, I've spent several minutes here talking about upcoming events, so of course I'm a little limited as to what I'll probably get out, but there is one thing I want to point out today from 2 Corinthians 9, and it's the 9th verse where Paul says, "As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever." Now, look at the context. Paul's talking about giving. He wants you to give as you purpose in your heart. He doesn't want you to give grudgingly or of necessity. He knows God loves a cheerful giver, and that as you give, God's able to make all grace abound toward you so that you'll be sufficient. You'll have what you need, and you'll have more than you need. You'll have an abundance for every good work. And then Paul quotes Psalms 112, verse 9. "He has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever." It's word for word, Psalms 112, 9, which is odd because sometimes the translation, they were using the Septuagint, which is Greek. We're reading a translation out of the Hebrew, but it's still word for word. Psalms 112, 9, and when you read it here, this is the way it feels in the context. Hey, God's going to make grace supply towards you. You're going to be sufficient. You're going to have an abundance to do everything because God has dispersed abroad and gives to the poor, and his righteousness endures forever. But if you read Psalms 112, you will realize that 2 Corinthians 9:9 is not a verse about God. 2 Corinthians 9:9 is a verse about a blessed man. He has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever, is not God's job, it's your job. You're supposed to disperse abroad, you're supposed to give to the poor. Your righteousness, the fact that you're right in the eyes of God, is forever, therefore so should your charity. How do we know this? Let's read Psalms 112. It's only 10 verses long, and the verse Paul quotes doesn't come till verse 9. But listen to these words and see if you can determine who the scripture's talking about. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. There's a hint. We're talking about a man, not God. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. Gracious, full of compassion and righteous, a good man deals graciously and lends. He'll guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he'll never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He'll not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He'll gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. That chapter's not about God. That chapter's about a man. The blessed state of the righteous is what most of your Bibles say at the top of that chapter. Paul quotes that in 2 Corinthians 9, not to show you that God disperses to the poor, but that you are to be in a place of favor to the point that all grace is abounding to you, that you're sufficient in all things, that you have an abundance for every good work, so that you can fulfill the Psalm 112 mandate. Disperse abroad, give to the poor, show your righteousness as enduring forever. We have to stop setting back, waiting on God to solve the poverty problem, waiting on God to solve the lack problem, waiting on God to solve the inequality problem. He doesn't do it. We do it. We are the ones who disperse abroad. We are the ones who gives to the poor. God makes grace abound toward us so that we can do the work. Don't forget it. Apply that in your life. Let it be a principle in your giving and a principle in your living. Tomorrow we move on to verse 10. See you then. God bless.